Turkey is now emerging as an important diplomatic actor in the Middle East. Over the past few years, Ankara has established close ties with Iran and Syria, with which it had tense relations during the 1980s and 1990s, adopted a more active approach towards the Palestinians' grievances, and improved relations with the Arab world more broadly. Analysts are saying Iranian President Ahmadinejad's visit to Turkey further proves the ties between the two countries and the region are getting warmer. But Gürkan Çetinsay, a professor of international relations at Istanbul Technical University, says there is more behind the warming of relations. Ankara's agenda, he says, is being dictated by the ruling Islamic-rooted Justice and Development Party, the AKP.
According to AKP's foreign policy doctrine, Turkey, with its strategic debt, Turkey with its geographical debt, Turkey with its economic power, military power, should certainly play a leading role in the region, including Middle East. Turkey should play a part in African things. Turkey should play a part in Central Asia, Balkans, etc. And Turkey should become a global power in the long run.
The AKP's agenda is in sharp contrast to recent administrations whose sole priority was joining the European Union. The founder of the secular Turkish Republic, Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, pushed a policy of turning his country's back on the East and orientating it towards Europe in its bid to modernize Turkey. Critics argue that Turkish officials' frequent visits to Arab and African nations has given them little time to court Europe's leaders in Turkey's bid to join the European Union. In addition, Turkey's relations with the United States have become increasingly strained, largely because of the US invasion of Iraq. As a result, Turkey is now in the unprecedented situation of having poor relations with the EU and the United States simultaneously, a position seen by some analysts as turning their backs on the West. But Akif Emre, a columnist for the pro-Islamic Yeni Şafak, disagrees.
They have choice. Turkey would be more close relationship between Russia, China, India, even Islamic world. That doesn't mean that the Turkey break all relationship with West, but they try to look for some new power to balance European Union relationship.
The current holder of the EU presidency, French President Nicolas Sarkozy, was elected on a platform of opposing Turkey's bid for EU membership. Such opposition has taken its toll on the Turkish public's attitude toward Europe. On the streets of Istanbul, this woman's view is typical.
They, in fact, do not want us because culture, our religion, living style, it's all about us. This shows prejudice to our country and to our culture. But I believe that Turkey does not need the European Union to be a powerful or a strong country.
Also contributing to the waning public support of EU membership are important domestic changes in Turkish society. The pro-Western elite that has shaped Turkish foreign policy since the end of World War II is gradually being replaced by a more conservative, more religious, and more nationalist elite that is suspicious of the West. This group has a more positive attitude towards Turkey's Ottoman past. The ruling Islamist Justice and Development Party, or AKP, headed by Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has managed to tap into rising popular nationalism by fusing it with Islam. But the AKP has run into problems recently when it narrowly escaped being shut down by the country's constitutional court last month on the charge of undermining the secular state. Since then, there's been a marked change in government policy towards the EU membership process. According to Sabiha Senyucel of the Turkish political think tank TESEF.
If you want to save yourself in the country, EU is the only guarantee for you. AKP knows very well that if they don't get back on track with the EU, if they don't continue their commitment with the EU process, they're going to lose their support from the intellectual circles, from business circles.
Recent opinion poll numbers show there's been an upsurge in support of EU membership, especially amongst government supporters. International relations expert Mensur Akgun says there is now an understanding within the government that the process of EU membership is more important than the outcome.
They may not want us, but it doesn't matter. As long as we fulfill the necessary requirements, as long as we become a fully democratic country with all the human rights observed, then I don't think it matters a lot whether EU accepts or not. But the basic question is whether we want to become EU member or not.
Prime Minister Erdogan has pledged that he will re-energize his government's efforts to join the EU. Honoring that promise is seen by critics as a crucial test of the government's commitment to protect the secular state. Another test, analysts say, will be whether the AKP will again make Europe its diplomatic priority. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.